You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And for the moms out there, the Browns are hosting the Moms Football Safety Clinic Saturday, August 22nd at training camp. Tickets are only $5 and include a private viewing of training camp practice, a commemorative gift, and a two-hour clinic to show moms how the game is being played safer than ever before in a fun and interactive way. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to register now. Hurry! Space is limited. The head coach of the Cleveland Browns addressed the media following today's practice, and here is what he had to say.
Tough to lose a couple other guys today. It just looked like Zier may have gone down toward the end of practice.
Mm-hmm.
You lost one of your tight ends as well.
Yeah, Hapley got rolled up on during the inside drill, so he's being evaluated. That was a knee. Not sure how serious. Zier, we just think, is a soft tissue. We'll know a little bit more when it gets evaluated.
Mike, do you have a timetable for when Barkevious might be back following the surgery?
Do not. We'll know better. It was today, so we'll know better coming out of it. Sometimes when they go in, you never know if they find anything additional. So.
Is that something he's been feeling off camp, or did it just happen?
I don't think so. I think that was isolated to one play. I think something happened. I haven't seen it on tape yet to know exactly how it. What happened to it? But that was not. It was definitely a one play situation.
Mike, he's a guy who puts the work in. He just seems to be, kind of a bug here with the injuries. Do you sympathize with that?
Yeah, always do. Especially a guy that works that hard, that's that quality of character individual. That it's important to him, and he puts the time in. And unfortunately, you have some guys that get some unfortunate injuries. But you root for guys like that to come back and play well.
Okay. Will that mean more snaps at outside linebacker for Armonte,
Do you think? Armonte's been playing a good amount of it. It just kind of gets hidden. He doesn't stand up as much as the other guy. We give those guys an option in some of our calls. They can either be in a two-point and a three-point. So he might be playing outside backer, but his hand's down. So it's going to appear to the casual observer that that he's a defensive end. What it really means is that Kruger will take on some more of our Sam linebacker role, along with Orchard, who we've been prepping to do that, and then that we might have to package some other things from using whether it's an additional safety or an additional inside linebacker, but still we're a ways away from having to worry about that depth chart from a game standpoint.
Hey Mike, a week into the camp now, who has kind of jumped out to you among the unheralded guys?
I think Bibbs is a guy that I mentioned before that's having a pretty good camp. The one guy that to me we're all extremely proud of because we know how hard he's worked is Michael Bowie. This was a guy that sat out all last year, and that's tough to be in the building and be injured because you just kind of feel like, because nobody knows what to say to you, so it's a very quiet world you live in. You feel very much alone that way. And here's a guy that just worked and really transformed his body. And he, when you watch the tape, I mean, he is so much quicker than he was before, even from the spring. So he's a guy that's pushing to be a part of what we do. That's a credit to him.
One of the things you obviously look for is for guys to carry things day to day and establish that consistency. Do you think that you've seen that here these last couple of days as a whole, that guys are carrying positive days forward and you're getting that consistency?
I would say most are, some aren't. And that's what I spoke to the guys on the field afterwards, just raising our level of consistency. That we all know what our goals are, and the goals are lofty. Which means we have to hold our guys to lofty standards. You just can't, practice at this level and expect to play here. So that's it's about professionalism and consistency. There's a ton of examples of guys that are getting better each day and fighting through. I mean, today was a tough day. I could tell we were a little heavy-legged. We scaled back to practice some, and then we'll get some time now to recover before we're out on the field again with the scrimmage. Scrimmage won't be a ton of reps, and then they'll get another off day after that, so I'm confident we'll get it back. But today was just a tough day to push through, and some guys handled it better than others.
Dude, toward the end of practice, Joe Hayden looked fine, but it looked like maybe toward the end, were you just trying to get Gilbert a little bit more work?
Yeah, just wanted to, once we get a sense for a guy that, you know, that the reps are starting to build up, and because you never know that the type of rep too, if he's if has to cover a bunch of long balls, you know, and his running gets extended, that at times during practice, we'll, especially those the receivers and the DBs, will look to shut him down at a certain point.
Like Johnny Manziel seemed to have two of his better practices yesterday, today. I know you guys emphasize consistency and stress that a bunch. Do you think he's getting a little bit better in that department lately?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. To me, when you come in every day with a great attitude and you work and it's important to you, you can't help but get better. And it's I'm just happy for him that he's getting the results on the field. And the guys around him sense that as well.
Coach, considering what Pryor's trying to do, you know, this new position thing, does lost time, downtime for him, is that a problem? And does it mean that when once he gets back, he really has to accelerate it?
I wouldn't say push it when he gets back. I mean, he's getting the mental reps now, but sure, anytime you're competing to make a roster and you lose time, I mean, that's a, you know, you got competitors stepping in and taking those reps. So, it was unfortunate that he's pulled up. Hopefully we'll get him back sooner than later.
Is it fair to say you didn't find your kicker in that kicking competition?
Very fair to say that our backup kicker is not in the O-line room or in the D-line room. Yeah, and he's a guy that I think, for obvious reasons, gets overlooked just because of his stature, and all he does is come out here and work and look to make plays, and he's done a nice job because we brought him in late, so he was a little bit behind as far as learning the system, and a credit to him that he was able to pick it up quick. He knows what to do. And when he gets a chance to make a play, he makes it.
Can you break down any more detail on how you're going to handle the scrimmage?
Yeah, we're gonna start it off with more similar to what we did a year ago. We'll do some 7-on-7 work and some crossover work with the line, some 1-on-1 blocking and maybe some group protection stuff to get him some reps there. And then it will primarily be ones against ones. Twos against twos, threes against threes, and then the quarterback rotation will get Josh some reps, but maybe not as many as the others. You'll probably see Johnny out there with the ones. I don't know if they've totally etched that in stone, but that was the direction that we were heading. All the coaches kind of submitted their plan for their guys, and it's up to the coordinators to put that together. And so I think that's tentatively now what the plan is.
Will you tackle? Coach will there be tackling?
Yes.
The
yes.
Microsoft Bids in the backfield, like where Malcolm Johnson usually is. Is he someone that can kind of fill that role while he's out?
He is, because I think he has that skill set that he can handle some of that interior blocking, those interior blocking assignments, and then all the receiving stuff. I mean, that's his strong point. We've got to get him coached up a little bit better on some of the other jobs, but. Yeah, that's certainly a void now with Malcolm out, and Bibbs and Hapley was doing a good job with it too, and unfortunately got injured today.
Mike, so we've seen Josh McCown exclusively with the ones mm-hmm. throughout spring and camp, at least the spring that we saw. So why for the scrimmage? What's the thinking behind putting Johnny with the ones for the scrimmage?
Just because you want to mix up the supporting cast. Josh will not go with the twos, but guys that are competing to be your number two quarterback, you want, unfortunately, and it happens every season in the NFL, that it's going to have to go out and play with that group. You don't want the first time that he's out there with that group of guys to be in a game. So, yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it that he's going with the ones, but Josh right now is firmly the one. But we're gonna, don't be surprised at some point during camp that you see our other that maybe Thad and maybe even Connor with that group as well.
Coach, kind of a random question here, but why do coaches wear long sleeves every day?
That is a good question, and that is really random too.
You know, we're getting new angles day seven.
To me, it's like the coaches that sit in the sauna. It's kind of the passive, the corporate workout that I'm getting a little bit, maybe sweating a little bit more, and I don't know, maybe not. I got plenty of sun during the summer, so the less I get here is probably the better.
Ryan, random question number two. Are you investing in some drone security out here now?
Yeah, that was not ours, for the record. I know I'd gotten asked about that before, but the FAA probably got a phone call. Somebody told me, I guess the airspace over the field is obviously private, but it's okay to be over, you know, off of, you know, as long as it's outside the fence. So, but that drone was definitely, it might have been Ravens or Steelers or Bengals, but it was not.
Could have had Joe shoot it down.
I mentioned shooting it down, but that was you got to get creative in how you do it.
Like, in regards to Johnny, what is something that maybe you've seen improve this year that you didn't necessarily see last year? Anything in the game that's developed?
I think it's, some of it's physical, but I would say the majority of it is the mental part of it, understanding protections. I mean, the one play he made where it was, you know, defense was a heavy blitz look, he walked up, changed the protection, stepped up in the pocket, and threw a touchdown pass. I mean, that was probably just start to finish his best play of camp, but it just typified his, was more preparation than anything else. I just think he has so much more of an intimate knowledge of what we're doing.
Mike, I'm coming more into focus as a guy who's establishing connection with McCown, and
who's that?
Is Hartline coming more into focus as a guy who's establishing a connection with McCown?
He is, but that's who Brian is, and that's who he's been. As I've mentioned before, when I was in New York, it was always, hey, all this guy does is get open and catch the ball. Other than that, he's not very good, and he continues to prove that here. Ultimate professional, comes out and works every day, and I think he has great body control. And you know he can. I think he can. You know, his catch radius is tremendous, and he's a veteran. He just knows how to get open. He understands it.
Mike, is Gibson with day off today, or does he have an injury?
He got dinged a little bit on the goal line, so it was more of a precautionary thing. So just hold him out today, and we'll evaluate him tomorrow as whether he can take some reps in the scrimmage. But it's nothing long term.
And Winston wasn't on the bike like he had been. Is he getting something done with any
of that? Yeah, Winston got surgery today as well. So he's also, I believe it was a scope, that was something he reported here with it, and just we thought we could get it to calm down, and it didn't. So we went ahead and made that decision to get him operated on.
Will Pryor play in the scrimmage?
No.
And will, just because it's a big deal to a lot of people, if he goes back to Ohio State, will he travel with you guys?
Yes.
That was head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, with his post-practice presser. When we come back, we're going to break it down with some of the guys you heard asking questions in that press conference. Senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com, the Gribbs, Andrew Gribble, and of course, our own Kevin Jones. KJ, he of the random question of the week about long sleeves and head coaches. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after this.